Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the son of Watergate, chilling like a villain, Barack Hussein Obama is melting down, as I said, we were seeing last week. And yes, he's a globalist puppet, but all the hopes and dreams to sell tyranny and to sell war and torture and secret spying and political persecution as trendy is now falling on its face. When you see the establishment turn against somebody, it's because they realize he can't sell their agenda anymore, and they're losing massive credibility because of him. But all I could say is, too late. You're not going to put a Republican puppet in there either and have us go back to sleep. That's why, despite the mainstream media demonizing him, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, people like that are so incredibly popular now across the political spectrum, is because people want constitutionalists. They want people that support the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, due process. People hunger for checks and balances. And the fact that now it's come out in AP, Reuters, Washington Post, what we told you years ago, it came out years ago, that they were targeting and auditing and harassing Tea Party people. We have an article up on InfoWars.com dealing with that, how it was a conspiracy, leaked documents, IRS targeting conservatives and what media called conspiracy. And we have links to our articles and other articles from 3 years ago and 2 years ago saying exactly what is now being reported. In fact, they're now linking in the media to older articles where it had actually been mentioned. It's kind of like Fast and Furious, where Big Sis and Holder and all these people at the Criminal Justice Department, they, if you remember, came out like 6 months into office and said, we need to get the guns because of crime in Mexico, and we've got an Operation Gunrunner tracking the guns. And then later they're like, we've never heard of Gunrunner. We've never heard of Fast and Furious. Why? It's not true. We didn't know. We didn't mean. And then, of course, the memos came out that were planning to use it to blame the Second Amendment. This stuff is all hiding in plain view. So why now is everybody from John Stewart to John McCain, all these establishment people, why are they now turning on the precious, darling little Obama? Because they want to blame the failure in Syria on him. They want to blame the failure to get Obamacare properly implemented on him. It was never designed to be implemented. It's designed to rob people and make Berkshire Hathaway's stock increase in value because it makes you buy insurance from them. Their whole system is really waking people up. So they hope that they can just destroy Obama now, if not actually indict him in the House, convict him in the Senate, impeachment. They're hoping that if they destroy him politically, that will satisfy people like throwing someone into the mob to be torn apart, or throwing someone to the wolves that are tracking you through the woods, giving the dog a bone. Now, let's be clear here. I am very excited about Obama being brought to justice. I'm very excited. I'd like to see them all go to jail. And I think it's important to punish corrupt politicians. But I don't want to settle with the Republicans who are scared of too deep an investigation, breaking through compartments into their corruption. I'm concerned they'll try to just make Hillary step down in some type of public censure of Obama. We need more than that. And we can crowbar into this space and bust the New World Order wide open. If we seize on something like this, it could be their Waterloo.
Hello, I'm I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas, radiating out across the entire globe. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of May 2013, and we're going to be live here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I want to do. I'm going to really try to control myself, which you know I won't. I'm going to try to hit the unraveling of the Obama administration, the Bozo administration, drunk on power, as Senator Rand Paul has said. You can watch that video up at drudgereport.com. They have a link to it right there in the middle column. We're going to be playing some of that audio for radio listeners here in the next segment. But I want to give the phone number out today specifically. Again, for first-time callers, that means real first-time callers that have never had a chance to get through, to give us your take on why you think the bottom is falling out on Obama, why you think the establishment is turning against him, and how far you think this will go. I think most of it, in fact, I know most of that, depends on what we politically do, and it is very healthy. It shows that these people are not above the law. It is what is constitutional that Obama be indicted in the House and convicted in the Senate. And quite frankly, he shouldn't sail off into the sunset like Nixon, who said, I'm not a crook. I don't know anything about Watergate, the hotel, the break-in. And, well, now we're seeing the same thing out of Obama. I didn't know about Benghazi. I didn't know about the IRS spying on people and harassing them. I didn't know about the AP and other media being spied on. You didn't know? It's on record that Obama has had, I've seen numbers of 15 times, 20 times, no one knows, the prosecution of whistleblowers at the federal level for reporting on corruption to the media. There are scores of people serving prison sentences. We've had corrupt presidents before. We've had a corrupt establishment. But we've never had a persecution of the lapdog media like we're now seeing. And so there's a lot of things happening. But I think the over-the-topness of the corruption of the reporters having to submit their questions before press conferences, not just for presidential press conferences, but for federal press conferences across the board, the scripting of everything, the fraud, the arrogance, the White House saying we may just stop having press conferences and we'll maybe have a hologram president literally come out and make announcements. They have been caught across the board lying, and they've lost the people's confidence. Now, if Obama just gets a political spanking and this becomes a political diversion, it's a big loss for liberty. But you can smell that kind of visceral, electric, ozone stench of fear and running, trampling. From the establishment. They are scared across the board because globally the currencies are melting down. We've been in a depression for 5 years in most sectors of the economy. By every old-fashioned benchmark, they're cooking the modern numbers. Government is giving itself red carpet treatment, $1 million a day for Obama to go on vacation, $500,000 a day for Biden. But it's not just here in the U.S. People are angry about this in England. They're angry about it all over the U.K. They're angry about it in Israel. They're angry about it in Europe. They're angry about it in Russia. People are sick of it. And they now see through the fancy ties and the sports jackets and the Air Force Ones and the Hollywoodization of everything. People are really getting nauseous from the intoxication of lies, and they're ready to hug the toilet and get the poison out of them. Now, the question is, will we be able to get to that point? I certainly hope so. So let me do this. Let me go over the headlines here, and then I'm going to give the phone number out, and I really do want to take calls this hour and the next hour, and then we're going to have a top researcher on Monsanto and GMO to cover that big fight, Jeffrey Smith, covering some of the Supreme Court rulings and things that have been coming down the last few days and the march on Monsanto nationwide coming up. We're going to have him pop in for about 30, 40 minutes at the start of the third hour. We've also got Dr. Kermit Gosnell found guilty of murdering infants in late-term abortions. We're going to be giving you the details on those counts. And they said what pushed the jury over the edge was the filthiness of the grimy clinic. That's a quote, the filthy, grimy clinic. So it would have been okay if it was all glistening white and clean, and if he hadn't made jokes about babies and killing them and how much he enjoyed it, and there wouldn't have been all the witnesses about them, you know, babies swimming in toilets. If he would have, you know, done it in a professional manner, it's like, oh, we torture, but it's professional. Oh, we spy on you, but it's done by professionals. I always notice they go, it's very professional. At Abu Ghraib, raping the children in front of their parents. It's very professional. You know, I've said if Hitler wore a pink uniform, we probably never would have, even when he declared war on us, fought back. As long as you act non-threatening like Google and Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett and all these crooks, they are crooks. You know, getting $44 billion of bailout money after you give political money to people that make the decision at the Treasury to then give $44 billion to you, it's hundreds of billions now, that's criminal. Google breaking into everybody's computers, hacking past with government back doors they were given to steal your passcodes and everything and spying on you. They've been convicted of that, but were given a slap on the wrist. That's criminal. But see, they don't. In the old days, people liked somebody dressed up in a black uniform, acting tough. You know, that was seen as a strong leader. So people like Hitler and Mao and Stalin would stomp around and say, "I'm coming to kill you," and that would kind of scare and awe their minions because they would see projected power through the leader. But nowadays, they're more sophisticated. They walk around with a metrosexual lisp and all of this. That's a complete cover, ladies and gentlemen. Because they can get everything as long as they go, "I'm liberal. I'm a Peace Prize winner." We have video up on Infowars.com of a Syrian rebel group cutting a guy's heart out and eating it. And these are the groups, but even in the British news, the public is now outraged, the BBC reports, over the fact that, quote, the West is funding Al-Qaeda. See, that's another reason Obama's in so much trouble. They've got to burn somebody for this. This is a larger global policy to create radical jihadis, to fund radical Muslims, and then to allow them to attack or to provocateur them into attacks. I mean, this is all on record. So see, that realization is now coming to the forefront of people's minds, and there's a total loss of credibility. Last night, I don't go out late very often, but I went out and heard some amazing rockabilly music at a dive bar in East Austin with Hank Hill and Beavis and Butthead. I was hanging out with all of them. Literally, Mike Judge. What a cool guy, man. He is something else. And we went out for about 5 hours. And I talked to countless people who were listeners who said, "Man, it's all coming out." And everybody I talked to says they're now waking up. And wow, your show's almost passé now. Just a few years ago, you were saying they're spying on you without warrants, and oh, they'd never do that. You know, that's a police state. And again, I'm not bragging that I'm out in Austin and people are coming up saying, "Hey, you know, people are waking up." I'm bragging that they're waking up. I'm giving you a good report. Because people now really get that there are sinister forces and that we better get back to what made America great, keeping government on a very, very short leash. Very, 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 very short leash. I tell you, I needed to blow some steam off. It was... I really love good rockabilly music. It was great stuff I was listening to last night. Really enjoyable. Man, that's great live music. I think I'm going to go out and see Weldon Henson Wednesday night. It's his drummer that was in this other band. He's also in the Derailers. Man, it was good. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to break. I'm going to reset and untangle my mind. And then we are going to get into all the different gates, the Son of Watergate, as it's being called by Drudge, up at drudgereport.com. It's also all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Joseph Watson has an article, "Liberals Defend Obama for Spying on Media." At first it wasn't happening, and now the White House connected and run groups. I mean, it's literally White House groups. Are coming out saying, "It's no big deal. No big deal. Nothing to worry about, Mr. Gopher. Not a plastic explosive or anything. Nothing to worry about." And then we've got CIA cannibal eats dead Syrian soldier's heart. Rand Paul, AP phone spying proves Obama is drunk on power. That clip's coming up. Drudge says assume all communications are being monitored. The White House says it had no idea. The DOJ seized the AP's phone records. Same IRS that targeted conservatives will demand your private health insurance records. Leaked docs, IRS targeting conservatives in what media called conspiracy. And I haven't even gotten into I'm going to cover it all when we come back. But here's the toll-free number. I want to hear what you think about all this. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Strap yourselves in.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For nearly 20 years, Alex has been the voice of warning on threatening issues that the big media won't dare talk about. Threats that trample the American dream. You know what we all face. A crashing economy that's forcing millions out of work and from their homes. Half of Americans need help just to feed themselves. Legalized pollution of our food is sickening us with cancer and disease. The food you can trust in facing any of these threats comes from eFoods Direct. It tastes great and stores up to 25 years, ready for when you need it most. Be smart and be prepared for whatever life throws your way with your own food supply from eFoods Direct. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get a free evacuation kit with select purchases. This kit is a $200 value and is perfect as a bug-out bag or for emergencies. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find out more.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Man with a foolish grin.
Man with a foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
That's right. Who's the real fool out there? They tell you it's wise to follow the mainstream corporate media that absolutely has bad will towards you. You know that. You don't need Alex Jones to tell you that. I don't have all the answers. I'm trying to figure it all out. I just know these people are a pack of crooks and a pack of liars and fellow travelers with corruption. And I am not part of them. And I'm saying clearly, I'm not with you. I don't want to be with you. I want away from you. And I want you out of my life. I want free association. I want to keep my money. I want to keep the fruit of my own labor so I can work with people I want to work with and build a civilization. You control freaks telling us how all day how we didn't build this or we didn't do that. And lecturing us that parents aren't really parents of their kids and the state is. Listen, you freaks, keep drinking your own Kool-Aid. Keep smoking your own dope. Because the only people buying your bull are you and your minions. Tyrants always fall, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a tectonic battle that goes on and on, on and on and on. It isn't a zero-sum game where either one side totally wins, the other side totally loses. You only totally lose if you give in to pure evil. And I don't want to get into the philosophic anymore. The point is that there is a war going on. There's always a war going on between freedom and tyranny. Now, you better decide what side you're on. It's very simple. Let's go to these headlines here. We'll come back with your calls in the next segment at 800-259-9231. Dr. McCann, please, look at this. White House says it had no idea the DOJ seized the AP's phone records. Oh, I'm sure. And they didn't know about Benghazi, and they didn't know about the IRS. And Eric Holder, he didn't know about Fast and Furious either. And they didn't know anything about anything. Other than press reports, we had no knowledge of any attempt by the Justice Department to seek phone records from the AP to try to go after leakers. Leakers exposing their criminal activities. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they have the FBI deputy head of counterterrorism on CNN a week and a half ago. We played the clip several times. It was in the New York Times, you name it. And the media is like, well, that's reasonable. They're trying to keep us safe. Oh, every phone call, every email is recorded? And so once you're a person of interest, oh, that doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment, then they go back to the recording. It'd be like your neighbor saying, I'm going to plant a camera in your bedroom to watch you and your wife have sex, just in case down the road, if you ever do something bad to her, let's just say you kill her, because you're guilty until proven innocent, then I can go back and see, you know, the video feed we're going to be capturing live. That's the equivalent of the absurdist nature of this. And so they're in the news, the New York Times going, oh, and by the way, Obama wants to fix the wiretapping system. He wants to just be able to do it without warrants. And, you know, just go ahead and have everything wired through the NSA. It's already been done. And that's what the FBI deputy director said on CNN. He said, well, we can't really use this in a trial, but everything's been recorded. Everything's been saved. Well, we already know that from the Telecommunications Act they put in place back in 96. It paid the $9 billion. And by law, the telecommunications companies, by October 1st, 2001, they had 5 years to do it. They had to have it in place to where they could go back and find the recordings of everything. And it's all there in the law. Doesn't mean it's constitutional. It's a law on infrastructure, just like cybersecurity just basically legalizes the warrantless wiretapping. But you can't legalize something that's unconstitutional. So this is what's going on. The White House says it had no idea the DOJ seized the AP's phone records. I know nothing. Remember Hogan's Heroes? Sergeant Schultz? I know nothing. Nothing. Is that pretty good, Sergeant Schultz? Damn it, Bobby. Continuing, government probe obtains wide swath of AP phone records.
Butane is a bastard gas.
I better stop the Hank Hill imitations. Government probe obtains wide swath of AP phone records. Under sweeping subpoenas, Justice Department obtained AP phone records in leak investigation. And look, they were already spying. They went to get the subpoena, to make legal what they already have.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, so let's run through the headlines and then to your phone calls here today. Yes, this is Watergate. This is much bigger than Watergate. Benghazi is much more hardcore and serious and a loss of life than Watergate. I'm not saying Richard Nixon was a good guy. I certainly would have supported his impeachment and stepping down. But Benghazi standing down while people got killed, being caught lying about it, ordering the stand downs, using Al-Qaeda security forces they'd hired to run Benghazi to do it. It's just their policies are so Machiavelli, so evil, and they're in plain view. So you've got that going on. And I think the power structure, I know, they're scared that the public has finally understood that the global crime syndicate runs Al-Qaeda. And so the rats are now leaving the sinking ship because they're afraid the sinking ship may blow up and they don't want to be taken down with it. It's really that simple. You're seeing a stampede of fear away from Obama. But more than that, his own minions don't like him. His own minions don't like the dishonorableness of it. It's creepy. And so the completely amoral behavior of Obama and his controllers is really setting him up for a giant fall. Now, I'll say this again. You've got the IRS scandal going after groups. I was reading the quotes yesterday where the inspector general was breaking down the directives, and it said, people that promote the Constitution, that's a quote, people that are fearful of big government, people that don't trust the government. I mean, America is founded on don't trust the government. If you don't like that, get out of America. Because everywhere else, governments are like North Korea in history. Thank God our forebears tried to tie down government. It's certainly been corrupt and out of control, but nothing compared to other countries because we had some basic checks and balances. And I know I'm preaching. But they ordered this spying. They've been spying on whistleblowers and persecuting them. Folks, I've had so many sources in the last 18 years, and I've developed some really good ones the last 10 or so. That people have learned that I won't, you know, ever give up sources. In the last 4 or 5 years, I mean, my sources have dried up to almost nothing because they're all scared. I mean, I don't want to do the globalist job for them and scare people from whistleblowing. The whistleblowers already know this, and they've been told. You know, the memos have come out where they threaten people in the federal government. Even if they know crimes are being committed, they're not to report it to even another agency, or they can be prosecuted. Prosecuted by kangaroo courts? I mean, reporting on crime outside of your agency is totally protected under common law, Bill of Rights, Constitution, jurisprudence, precedents, and it's being overthrown. That's how you know these are really bad people. And, I mean, I'll have a FEMA person on. They will mail me info. They will say, please call me at this number from another line, you know, not part of your phone system. I'll call them. And this happened a few years ago. And then they, you know, give me more info. I call, I check the information, it breaks. And then they call up a week later and say, oh my God, they called me in, they know it's me, and they've been listening to my phone. They're listening to everybody, ladies and gentlemen. But something's happening. People in government are getting to the point of going, you know what, I don't care. And I think if you're going to go public, do it like Shebell Edmonds. Go have a press conference. Ahmad Salam was given the bomb, real detonators. He said, are you going to blow up the World Trade Center for real in 1993? I didn't sign on for this, and he knew they were setting him up. So he recorded them, and then he went and gave a press conference with his lawyer with the recordings and the transcripts for the media. And so they paid him off $1.4 million, and instead of going to prison, he got paid and got to leave the country. Now, what's the moral of that story? If you're going to whistleblow, go put it on YouTube, shoot your own video, hold up your documents, say what you're doing, send it out to 100 media outlets, and some of them will have the courage. You know, you saw the FBI and the Boston bombing going, don't look at drills and don't look at any photos this guy's got. Only look at what we give you. And Badandi said there were several hundred press in that huge briefing room, Boston bombing, worldwide press conference. We have the video. It was hundreds. Over 200, estimating. And none of them would dare go look at his info or ask questions. They nodded their heads, and a few of them, including some mainstream media people that are very well recognized, they wanted to be off record, they came over to Dan and the other guys, our camera guys, after and said, we want to say you've got incredible courage. They said something else. They said, you got giant you-know-whats. We admire you. We admire what InfoWars is doing. We're scared. And we know this is a stage deal. And or we know something's fishy was the quote. And then I talked to another big national reporter, and he's like, oh, I think something's fishy. No, I agree with you. They're covering up. Well, come on. Come on. I mean, we can't just sit here forever and just put up with anything. That doesn't protect society. It destroys society. Are we mice or men? I mean, who are we? I mean, are we going to put up with anything out of these people? And you know, I had a state police officer. He wasn't out of Kansas. I mean, out of Missouri. It was. See, I don't lie on air, except I will involuntarily, to cover for sources, I will scramble where the stuff came from sometimes. It was state police, but it was not state police in Kansas City, in Missouri, that gave us the info. It was a California senior member of the state police who was at a federal meeting in Missouri. So technically it was Missouri, but they still found out who he was and went after him and demoted him. I was given information by a federal marshal. They found out about that. I mean, they're listening to the phones. You know, I sit there with members of the press. I was sitting there with Esquire. And I'm going, listen, they've called up my wife and said what she was just talking about. And they've done it to me before to let you know they're tapping your phones. Believe me, we're not in Kansas anymore. And the guy looked at me and did not believe me. Because these people are naive, ladies and gentlemen. And what's happening is America is losing its naivete. I'll go to calls, as I promise. I'm going to go to your calls right now, or I never will. Then I'll get into all the details of the IRS, the Benghazi gate, the spying on the AP. And again, it's just like the deputy director of counterterrorism said on CNN. You guys pull that article up. I forget his name. We played it twice last week. It was all over the news. You saw it. He said, well, no, we can't really use this in court, but then once something happens, we can go back, we have it recorded, and then we can get a subpoena and stuff and use it in court. See, that's what they're doing. They're illegally spying on everything, and then when they want to use it in court, they go get a subpoena. And it's kind of like shopping. You know, it's kind of like they go and dig through your drawers without a warrant. It's not kind of like that. That's exactly what they do. They kind of go and dig through all your dresser drawers, dig through all your stuff, your bank accounts, and then if they find something or plant something, that's the bigger issue, then they go and get the warrant to make it all on the up and up. And now they're too lazy to do that. We don't even want to do that. I was talking to some Texas Rangers who came in here threatening a subpoena if I didn't give them a source on some Marines that were in the same unit. Gave us photos of the supposed shooter of Chris Kyle, the most deadly sniper author. And they came over here and they said, well, we'll come back with a subpoena. Then I called them back later and I made some other phone calls. I got the guy's card in there. Hey, will you bring me that card in there? It's hanging on Chris's computer. At least it was last week. And I call them up and they're like, Alex, don't worry about it. We got it somewhere another way. And then I ran into one of these Texas Rangers later. They're like, oh, you know, we got ways of getting stuff. And I went, what? Data mining, snooping from third-party companies? He goes, you said it, not me. I mean, here it is. Gary Phillips, Texas Ranger. You know, I talk about stuff like this and the trolls go, there's no Texas Rangers at your office. There's no Secret Service at your office. When they come up here with subpoenas and gag orders and stuff, and later it's, you know, in the Associated Press, a year later, when some idiot listener puts threats on Infowars.com, it's just, this is the real world, is what I'm telling you. This is the real world. And instead of it intimidating us, we need to be like the state police in Colorado when they go to these meetings and the FEMA tells them, this is restricted, not classified, but restricted. What are state police doing in meetings where it's quasi-classified? That just means they don't want this info out to the public. They use that to protect the criminality. We want to know if you're ready to confiscate guns from Christians. And then they're sitting there with three FEMA guys in the room, monitoring the room full of 100 state police senior officers to see senior troopers, to see who is a patriot and who isn't. They're running psyops. They're running clandestine operations against America. They're finding out who's a criminal. I mean, they're getting on MSNBC and saying your kids don't belong to you in ads. They're just trying to normalize all this. And we don't need it to be normalized. We need to throw this up. This is poison. I hate to use the analogy, but have you ever had bad food and it's not sitting right? And one time college, we went to a restaurant and all you could eat And my two buddies got real sick the next day with that night with food poisoning. And I'm not somebody that gets nauseous very often, but it didn't sit right. It tasted weird. And I just had a gut feeling and went in the bathroom and threw up and got it out. And I mean, I didn't get very sick. They did. The point is that you've got to recognize poison. And I know I'm preaching. It's just these people are poison. And the answer is do not be afraid of all the fact that they're spying on us. Good. I hope you're listening, criminals, because you're the people that have something to hide. And we're going to expose you. And we're going to rout you out. And we're not intimidated. We're not intimidated that you're listening to us, crooks. That indicts you. The answer is all of us getting active. Good. You know what they'll see on their radar screen? A million blips coming at them. You're not going to knock that down. You're not going to stop that. It's the mass effect. They cannot stop a mass awakening effect. And that's what's happening right now. So they're desperately trying to normalize it with a normalcy bias of flaunting all this, and it's not going to work. Jason in Florida, thanks for holding. What do you think about Obama meltdown gate, chilling like a villain? Obviously, he's a disgusting puppet and everything, but bringing down their prized puppet, I believe will be a great defeat to the New World Order. What do you say?
Well, honestly, Alex, I really just got to admit with everything you're saying, I try to find fault with what you're saying. I really do. But I've got to admit, I mean, this type of stuff goes all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover. They collect information, get the subpoenas later. I mean, we've got to seize on what we've got now. We've got the AP scandal. We've got the IRS Tea Party, the Benghazi. People forgotten about Fast and Furious. We've got to remind them. We've got to call our senators. We've got to contact them. We've got to demand that they investigate this. We've got to seize on what we have now, and we've got to move forward with that. We can't just allow this to be, another business as usual type of situation.
I agree with you. And if we ask the question, will Obama politically, with his gang of miscreants, gang of arrogant twits, will they succeed? That's up to us. I don't think they're going to get away with this if we use this against them. And now is the time to hammer down. And this is going to give everybody else cover. That's why Mitch McConnell and others are saying a lot more is coming. They've known all this stuff. They've been scared to use it. It's all going to start coming out, and it's going to get very, very nasty.
Since 2010, 2011, we know who the criminals are. They're Eric Holder. They're Hillary Clinton. They're Barack Obama. We've got to seize now. We've got to just make sure that our congressmen and our Senate, go after this aggressively. I mean, it's just now or never.
Absolutely. And again, not let all their creepy police state stuff scare us. So when I say police state, I don't mean the average cop. I mean police state North Korea. I mean the political control of the police is going into a very dangerous area. It needs to be reversed. I appreciate your call. Great points, Jason. Let's talk to another Jason in Alabama. You're on the air, Jason.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. First-time caller. I want to agree that I don't think Hillary can get out of this. All of this has happened on her watch.
It's not enough, though. Hillary's not enough. They all need to go to jail.
But, and I definitely agree with you on that one. Honestly, I don't see how Obama can get out of this, considering, he came out, I think it was 2 weeks after the attack happened in front of the UN, and three separate times he blamed the YouTube video. And then he came out just a couple of days ago and said that 2 days after the attack happened, they knew it was terrorists, they knew everything about it. I mean, he's been caught in a major lie in just the past few days.
Yes, and now he's saying, I know nothing about Benghazi, and neither does Hillary, I know nothing about IRS gate, and it's intimidation, it's spying, it's harassment. I know nothing about spying on the media. Eric Holder did it. Okay, well, Eric Holder, then, there needs to be hearings, he needs to be indicted, but he's the Justice Department. How do you indict the guy that's over that? You can't have Hitler over the Nuremberg trials.
I'm not sure exactly how we get Obama.
Special prosecutor. You have a special prosecutor. But then they'll be political and drag it out over several years. We don't need that. We need grand juries. We need state movements. We need the media to call for Obama to resign now along with Biden. I mean, we need to get rid of these criminals. They're dangerous. And here's the other question. You think they might stage something to try to get out of this? Could staging something get them out of this?
Well, I think a couple of these different things that have shown up in the news the last couple of days might have been trying to release new information to get our attention off of Benghazi.
Well, I agree. Benghazi is the ordered stand down and is murder, and they have been caught red-handed, and the whole military knows it because there were so many witnesses in those situation rooms of NATO, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, CENTCOM, all of it. There were probably, let's be conservative, 1,000 people that or more, they estimate. I've seen different estimates that were watching different live feeds of that going on and know it was a stand-down. And so as bad as IRS gate and phone hacking gate and all this is, it is nothing compared to that. But they know the media wants to go with all these stories. And so now allowing some of that, see, the average media is kept on a very short leash. I think it's more than them distracting, but I think that's kind of the hope. But I don't think that's going to work. I think it just piles onto Benghazi. Wow, that is Machiavellian. If burning themselves is a distraction from the big one. Because, yeah, no, I mean, you're talking treason stuff with Benghazi, not just your run-of-the-mill corruption. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
We're going to get an update on all the different activities of Monsanto and their bio-warfare system. I'll also get into Russia to expel U.S. diplomat who they caught with wigs and all these fake glasses and stuff. And our media is like, he's not CIA. And, of course, it's some yuppie surfer dude, one of the underling diplomats there running around with, wigs and glasses, probably had fake noses, playing the part of a spy with a bag of money and instructions for the Russian. Oh, yeah. I mean, let's run around with written instructions. It's just these people are... See, the average yuppie thinks if they join the CIA, it like suddenly they get like wings like Icarus and they can fly around and they're all powerful and cool. And it's the new class system where if you're in government and you talk into your earpiece and you strut around and I mean, I've been in D.C. and had Secret Service run over to me just anywhere in the city trying to videotape anything. And go, I'm Secret Service. I'm diplomatic security. You little filth. And they're all just puffed up. And they've arrived. They're somebody. Why, they're with the government. I mean, move to North Korea. I mean, it's just a bunch of idiots running around acting tough. Hiring al-Qaeda to commit mass murder all over Syria, and they put out propaganda videos eating people's hearts. Leaders of the Free Syria Army, the al-Qaeda group, and now even mainstream news admits they're al-Qaeda, and then they've got this guy with a guy's heart with all the aorta arteries hanging off the top of it, and he's chewing on it like a rat or something. Outrage at Syrian rebels shown eating soldiers' heart, and all that's going to do is make the Syrians fight harder. I mean, what, you think some punk chewing on somebody's heart's going to scare everyone? And, oh, you're chewing on someone's heart. We'll give in to you now. But that's what criminals always do. They dominate, they intimidate, and then they think, if I just intimidate more, it'll make everyone bow down to me. No, you don't get it. People were just trying to be nice and stay out of your way until you pushed it and you pushed it and you pushed it. We're going to go to break here in a moment and come back with the next hour, and I promise go right to your calls. I want to hear what you think about Obamagate and where all this is going. Think about how they've denied their spying on us, and now it's all admitted. And then I've got articles here where the so-called left is defending Obama. And they're in the news. I've got the articles I'm going to cover in the next hour. Defending spying on Tea Parties and harassing Tea Parties. And using the IRS to demand records of who came to Tea Party meetings like it's the Soviet Union. That's why they're going to use the IRS to get your medical records now. That's why they're going to use it to enforce everything. Because it's the unconstitutional criminal group that will do whatever they're told. It is outrageous. Now, before I go any further, just briefly at the end of this hour, there is a revolution happening of awakening against tyranny. And the biggest and best thing you can do is spread the word about this broadcast at InfoWars.com and the free iPhone app and the free audio and video streams, everything that's at InfoWars.com/show or InfoWars/listen. It all takes you to the same place because that's what I'm after, is waking America and the world up and having a future for my family. And I know that you want the same thing, so we are aligned when it comes to wanting a good, prosperous, justice-filled future. Also, support us financially. I have found the best videos, books, bumper stickers, T-shirts, water filters, non-GMO seeds, all of it at the huge online shopping center there at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get subscriptions to the magazine, InfoWarsStore.com. You can also subscribe to see the nightly news and all my films. One membership is really 11 memberships, 55 cents a month per person, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will
wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.